Okay, Yisiyata Deshmaya, the second shiur on Dover Charif. So I want to pick up with what we had seen here in the booklets, if you like. I'd like to pick up with the Ramah at the end of Sif Aleph that we had already touched on in Sadi Vav in regards to Safek, in regards to Dover Charif. We had seen that the Ramah had said as follows: Im yesh safek im nechtach b'sakin shel isra zinin l'kula. That if you have a safek of whether it was cut with sakin shel isra, then the halacha is that we follow the lenient opinion. V'chein konin hatznonos sheyesh len chatuchin letzad zan v'sein ki telina shenasa b'mar v'chatzina. So we could be makel in going to a store that might have used a sack and shalisser to cut. So I mentioned to you that I think this comes up lemaisa. I remember as a child growing up in an area that wasn't very religious. So on Erev Pesach, where did we get the chrein from? So we got it from some type of Chinese store. So how do we know that that sack was cut from, the chrein often was cut. So it could be that you could rely on that leniency over here, that it's just, you don't know. And since you don't know, even though it might be an Eina Ben Yoma, which will be a problem according to the Ramah, nevertheless, you could go Lekula. So what's behind going Lekula? So the way in which the Shach explained it, the Shach says in Sif Yud Beis, he says as follows. He says that, number one, Harav Kitzer Kan, Lo hitem arai b'safik el achrein mitam d'harve poskim ein osram el sakim ben yomo v'chein yesh poskim ein osram el bitznon v'lo mili achreini. So he says, number one, who says the chrein is considered dover charif? So then, in such a case, then you could be makel. You have a svek sveka, and that svek sveka is going to be enough. V'im kein bitznon hechad yidua shasakin hayu ben yomo el de mesupik im chatoch bo tzachno lo di'i havi chatoch bevivadei. So this heter only applies to those things that fall into Sif Beis, but not those that fall into Sif Aleph. So in Sif Beis, we saw that you have to be machmer on things not only snow, not only chultas, not only tardin, but all these other, and silka, but all these other things as well that we have in Sif Beis. So he says, but if it's snow, which is Sif Aleph, where Ruba de Roshonim, except for the Maharam, hold that that's considered a davar charif, so then in such a case, one would have to be machmir in a suffix in mitzius. So I alluded to you, and I didn't give you the Maram Makom in the Shulchan Aruch that discusses this, I alluded to the fact that there is a big diun in the Achronim, and there is no real strong raya in the Achronim about whether davar charif is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. There are diukim lekan ulekan, and that appears not in our siman. It comes up on the page in Shulchan Aruch in Sadi Hei Dalet. In Sadi Hei Dalet, the Pischei Tshuva, Sadi Hei Dalet of the Pischei Tshuva, at the end of Sadi Hei Dalet, the Pischei Tshuva says, V'yesh le'estapik, ha'de chorfei mechalye imu d'oraisa d'rabbanan. V'naf gemina l'hakel b'sveiko. So that pshat that I was saying in that Pischei Tshuva is based on this Pischei Tshuva. Just at the time, I was looking and looking for it. Sif Katan Dalet. And then I realized it was Sadi Hei, not Sadi Vav. So that's where the Pischei Tshuva has that suffix. There are really no strong rayas from Gemaras and Rishonim, whether it's Doraisa, the Rabban, that I'm aware of. The Prima Gadim in our Siman makes reference to it. He quotes the Panim Iros. The Panim Iros is the grandfather of the Pischei Tshuva, not a coincidence. In Sadi Vav Aleph, in the Mishpatzo Zav, he quotes a diuk that they have from a Rajba in the Tshuva. It's a diuk from a Rajba in the Tshuva. That's the most that the Achronim were able to get. So that's a fascinating thing, that there's no real Mekar. I brought the Sefer Dover Charif, and on page 43, he has Rayos Lakana Lakan. He collects all the Achronim as far as that's concerned. Okay, so that's the approach that we saw of the Shach and the Pischei Tshuva, as we were masbir. Interestingly, what we did not mention last week, and this is the main reason I'm returning to this, is the Taz's explanation is a little bit different than the Shach. The Taz's explanation, Sifkat and Ches, is as follows. He's in Dibur HaMaskel Nogim, the Knos, Kiven de'eim nimtza acher, havi lechatchila. So, let's say our case of the chrein before Pesach, if you could find a Jewish store, so then that where you know that there's no problem, then you should follow. Then you shouldn't go lekula. But what if you can't find another? Then it's kediyevid, and lahatir binatilas makom vilismoch al das hacholkim al araj b'le'el. So he says you should also do natilas makom, and that would be enough. Why would Natilas Makom be enough? Because we saw there are Rishonim who hold that all you have to do is Natilas Makom, and it doesn't permeate throughout. So do Natilas Makom. So that's a little bit different than what we saw in the Shach. Oh, very good. Very good. So this Taz is Sifkat and Ches is going back on this is going back early, this is going back earlier. And excuse me. Later, the Rama had said, "Umakum shein nimtza liknos rachotchem besakim nogin liknos lahati al yidei natilas makom." So he says that if you have a place in where they you know for sure that they're chotech besakim, we're still nog lahater al yidei natilas makom. The difference between this case and the Shach's case is the Rama's previous case was talking about where there was a tzad that they used the carpenter's tools. But here there's no tzad that they used the carpenter's tools. You know for sure you use the sack. And nevertheless, the halach is Rama's makel, says the Taz, because there are shitas who hold that all you have to do is natilas makom. And then the Taz adds in Sifkat and Ches, this is what I mean to contrast the Taz with the Shach. Over here, the Taz concludes and he says, well, at the end of the day, we have the Maram who says that you only have to be machmir for Dover Charif when it comes to Chiltas. So he says, if you have any other tziruf to be able to be Mekil, so then in such a case, one would be able to be Mekil. So here, the Taz is going a step further than the Shach. The Shach only wanted to be Mekil in Siv Bey's cases, Dahainu, when we're talking about Chrein, with the Svek Sveka. The Taz says, if you have any tziruf, so then in such a case, you'd be able to combine it with the Maharam. So that's a very overarching heter. How that plays out in terms of halacha lemaisa, we're going to see shortly. Okay. Aryeh pointed out to me afterwards that when I was discussing the Shach in Sifkat and Vav, I had in the back of my head that the Shach is more makel also in cases of Sif Beis. And Moshe pointed out correctly that the Shach doesn't say that in Sif Vav. But Aryeh did point out that the Shach does say it in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. The Shach is more Mekel. Again, we're not. The problem is that the Shach seems to be saying slightly different things. In Sif Vav, Sif Katan Vav, he seems to be saying one thing. In Sif Katan Yud Zayin, he seems to be saying something else. So the Shach, I just want to bring out, because this falls in the same orbit of what the Taz and the Shach are dancing around, is how different is Sif Beis than everything else. The Taz said then Sif, if you have any other tziruf to combine to Shulman, Bitzalim, and so on, the Taz said you could. The Shach said if you have a Svek Sveka, you can, in regards to Eina Ben. If you have a Svek Sveka, you can. Just one second. So the Shach and Sifkat and Yud Zayin says as follows. He says in regards to ginger, we're going to discuss tavlinin separately and ginger. But the Shach says at the end of Sifkan Yizayin, Hilchach Nira de Ein LaHachmir Kol Kach BeZangvil Kivan DaFilu BeTznon Harbe Poskim Matirin BeEina Ben Yomo. So we do have a little bit of what the Taz was driving at. And that is that the Shach says that if you have ginger, there you could be makel on an Eina Ben Yoma, because there are some people who say even Snon, you could be makel on an Eina Ben Yoma. So we're not makel on Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, we're machmer. We're going to see the Shach holds this Eish Lahava in later on. The Shach is very, very strong that where all the deos are machmir in Sif Katan Yutes. I believe the Shach says that everybody is machmir on Eina Ben Yomo. But as a tziruf, if you have a suffix, let's say if ginger, is that the right way to translate Zanville? Yeah. That ginger, that when it comes to ginger, that's a question in the poskim. So there on an Eina Ben Yomo, you're going to be makel. He's not as makel as a taz, who said that all the cases in Sif Beis, you could be mitzdarif with a kula. But the Shach is makel on ginger and Eino Ben Yoma. Yes, Natan.
I think this is what Zach was saying before, that there's really, I don't think there's any reason to think that the Shach and the Taz here per se are arguing, because they're really just, they both have to contend with both cases of the Ramah. The Shach is going to be masking that there's going to be a difference in the Ramah's case of Ein Insa. So there, you're also going to have to say as far as similar to the Taz, which is why there would be more makel. Clearly, because there's so much basis to be makel, so in extreme cases, we could be makel.
Right. But I don't know. There was a Shach saying Tezvav?
All
I'm saying is that this formulation, custom, what he quotes from the Shari Dura, the Shach doesn't have that. That's what I'm saying. In the Seifa of the Taz. It's a different formulation. It's a different formulation. You think that the Shach would say it? I don't know.
I mean, everyone has it in the back of their mind. Like the basis would bring to
that. But what I'm saying is that Lechura, I'm trying to squeeze something out of the Taz. What I'm saying from the Taz is that he said that if you're talking about Shar Dvarim Charifim, b'makom sheyesh k'tzas svara, we're mekilim. That line you don't see in the Shach.
That's application was so narrow that like even k'tzas svara only ends up being a case where you can't find anything besides for.
Let's see. In other words, Natan's pointing out maybe he says k'tzas svara. The lashon k'tzas svara is not only a b'diavad case. Lashon k'tzas svara is that if you have enough room to be mitzdarif, that you would be mitzdarif.
Right, but I think they're both agreeing that we have this in our back pocket. The question is, what is enough to apply it? So then, you know, the Shach will apply here when it comes to zangil or things like that. But I do think
the Taz ultimately is going to be more makel when we're going to talk about other instances. The Shach is only going to be makel by zangil. He's only and that's for. And that's the extent. And the other case of Ein Nimtza is a different heter, and that is that's the din of Bidyevet Kilechat Chila. But the Taz has opened up a much bigger window than the Shach has. That's what we're trying to bring out. Okay. Let's talk about now the Geder of Davar Charif. So we saw that the Mechaber says as follows in base. Im chotach bo shumin ubitzalin ukrishin, if you've cut garlic, onion, ukeyotz bem dvarim charifim, and other dvarim charifim, uperos chamutzim, this is an interesting one, and sharp fruits, vidagim meluchim, dinam shav alachtoch bo tznon, so that's tznon, they're considered the same thing as a radish. So peros chamutzim, fall into that category as well. So what are peros chamutzim? So in those days, they would be kovesh apples. Nowadays, they make candy apples. But they would be kovesh apples also with spices and things like that. And that would be peros chamutzim. Or they could also qualify as citrus fruits. Citrus fruits might qualify as peros chamutzim as well. There is an interesting, very interesting Yad Yehuda over here. in terms of how he's machriya, the very kedarko b'kodesh. I enjoy very much how the Yad Yehuda takes apart sugyas. So the Yad Yehuda has a interesting kasha in regards to peros chamutzim. He starts off, it's in your booklet, in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, Humi Divrei Archos Chaim, that the Archos Chaim was Machmir, Miu B'Isser V'Heter Svir Lei D'Lo Havi Davar Charif. But the Isser V'Heter holds that it's not Davar Charif. Ve'Vio B'Toros Chatos, Ach B'Simanim Shom Pasakeh Beis Yosef. But Toros Chatos in his Likud of Halachas paskins like the Beis Yosef that it is, V'Chein Sasam B'Ramah Kan. And also that's how the Ramah is Machmir as well. Okay. He adds our Taz. V'ataz kasa de be'ena ben yoma yesh lisloch mahatir, k'mo shekasa b'shem maharai. V'ayin du lo chashev le el kesafek davar charif. V'imkein su yesh svek sveka. So he says that if you have an issue of an ena ben yoma, so then you have a machlokes in Rishonim, and you have a sex fake ladina, and therefore you're going to be mekel. By the way, Natan, this is where I got the idea of poskim using the Taz in a broader way than the Shach. In other words, here you see, he says, well, the Taz says, well, if you have any other tserufim, so halacha is you could use it l'kula. So Yad Yehuda seems to use it in that direction. Interesting, what's that?
Doesn't the Shach have the same sex
figure? No.
By Eno Ben Yomo and by Nan Snow.
The Shach didn't say it by all non ben yomo. You say by chrein,
yeah.
Right? By chrein, by chrein. He said if you have a sveika dedina by chrein, and by correct, he did say that. Nachon. So you're pointing out that the Shach himself is allowing the Svek Sveka by Eina Ben Yomo. So too, over here. Wait a second, but the question is going to be, what about Ben Yomo? But here he's talking the Yad Yehuda is...
No,
but the Taz is also, the Taz wasn't Mefurish that he was talking about Eina Ben Yomo. Right? The Taz was talking about you just had the. It's not a court shel chiltus. He said yesh lahakel b'shar dvarim charifim. So still it's different than the Taz. But you're pointing out that the usage of the Yad Yehuda for the Taz, in theory, he could have quoted the Shach as well. Okay, tov. Okay, that's true. I'm a kabbal that the Yad Yehuda then continues, and then he says as follows. It still doesn't. I'm still not choser with my disagreement with Natan, but you're right within the Yad Yehuda, okay, in terms of his usage, okay. And then he continues, and the interesting heter that he says over here, he says, Vim Kane, at the end of the first paragraph, Al kolponim kede klipa yesh lahachmir, kamo gabi kishus vavatiach, avol mkoncho hetev yesh lahakil lagamri. So here the Yad Yehuda says that this is only because you also have a chash that there's shamnunis. But if there's no shamnunis, so then in such a case, he thinks, as we saw before, svek sveka, you could use it to be matir. So that's step one. Step one is that he thinks that you could be mekel by Eino Ben Yomo of Peres Chamutzim. And then he raises another issue. He now asks another question. He says, is it pashut that peros chamutzim altogether, that the halacha would be that it's considered a davar charif? And he quotes from Hilchos Pesach. We're going to have a couple of halachas that come from Hilchos Pesach. It appears on the next couple of pages in your booklet. The Mechaber says as follows: Boser shadachin kodem Pesach b'medochos mechumatzos mutter la'achlo b'Pesach. If you have a grape that is sour. Bosar is the grapes before they're fully developed. So the halacha is that if it was crushed with the meducha, so the halacha is that one is allowed to eat it on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Pei Aleph explains the bosar lo have davar charif, that we don't consider bosar davar charif. The Mishnah Berurah already alludes to the problem that the mechaber is machmir in our simin. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Pei Aleph. Aval fima de pasach biyardei dafil peres chamutzim avichlal davar charif imkein af bosar viklal. Then the chametz inside of the what do we have? The mortar and the pestle. So from the pestle, it's already nivla. So basically, he says that really Yaradeya is soser or achayim. And the Mishnah Berurah continues. So he leaves off as essentially a stira and machmir based on Yaradeya. So one of the people that alluded to this problem is the Yad Yehuda. So that's what he points out, that is a problem between Yaradeya and Hilchos Pesach. So he goes on, and he's mefalpel a lot. If you go to the next page in the Yad Yehuda, on page Resh Mem Hei, towards the end of the bottom of the column, v'hine bosar heim anovim shalonis bashul kol tzarcha ve'em ben be'emes charifus zula shem chamutzim ve'em kmo kol peres chamutzim u'mevur din iser v'heter peres chamutzim elim davar davar charif u'bar shasmak hoti iser v'heter dvarav de peres chamutzim. So he repeats the kasha. Continuing on, next page. He then therefore concludes the halacha, all the way on the third page, on the top. Ubeikar den peres chamutzim evadei akol lefi inyan. The vaday chometz chazak mashma the nechshav davar charif kemoshe skiru b'kol makom chometz v'tzir. He says the Gemara refers to Ansadi Vav with Rashi refers to davar charif as including vinegar. V'chein gahay gavna b'peros imem chamutzim ma'od kmo lemons. Then in such a case it is considered davar charif. Avol me'ena chometz kol kach dami lebosar. But if it's not chometz kol kach, then it's similar to bosar. So basically, what the Yad Yehuda wants to do is say that there are different levels of Davar Charif. Bosar is a lower level of Davar Charif, and in such a case, and it's not, it's, let me rephrase that, it's a lower level Chamutz. If it's a lower level Chamutz, so then in such a case, you could be Mekel. He points out that the Taz learns a little differently. He says the Taz is Lishitaso, but he thinks that Peres Chamutzim really depends. And not everything that is strong or tangy or even bitter is automatically going to be considered considered a davar charif. He just says ach shelo behefsim meruba yesh lahachmir gam betapuchim chamutzim kim da'achronim mechmiruba zeh. So he says, but if you're going to talk about apples that are chamutz, he says achronim are machmir. So the bottom line is that the Yad Yehuda gives us a very important Pesach. He points out that the best answer that you could give to the stira is say that bosar is an underdeveloped fruit. If bosar is an underdeveloped fruit, so then as an underdeveloped fruit, it's not going to, it tastes tangy. It's not ripe yet. But that's not a davar charif. Davar charif is something that has to be more powerful. And then he says, so I'm not sure where I put it into the category of tapuchim chamutzim. Where are you gonna put that in? So he says he thinks that lechatchila you should be machmir. But in many cases, you'll be able to be mekel. And in my notes, I have down that also here, the Yad Yehuda is only machmer and ben yomo. But in Eina ben yomo, he's going to, in the last line, achon, that in the last line, he's mekel on Eina ben yomo when it comes to tapuach chamutzim. Okay, so that's what emerges. So we're sort of setting up, before we see the hachra of the Chachmas Adam, we're just putting all the pieces in the poskim, lining them up. And the Mishnah Berurah just assumed it was a stira, and the Achronim that he was working off of, that is a stira. and Eina Chanami, that you should be machmir even by Boser as well. While the Ad Yehuda says no, says that when it comes to Boser, Boser is a lighter category. Okay. The Ramah, but before we get to Ramah, Dagim Meluchim, the Shach points out the obvious. The Shach says that when it comes to herring and fish, it really depends on how salty they are. That if it's Dag with Harbe Meluach, so then the Ramah asers all of it. But he'll be more makel when it comes to Dag with less melach. If you take a look at the last line and a half in the Shach, says Vitzarach Lomar the Mechaber Marik Yishem Luchem BiYoser Da'az Agav Orche the Melach V'Duchko the Sakine Baot Fei Al Mishum Ma'at Melach Lo Chashiv Charif. But a little bit of melach is not going to turn it into Davar Charif. And we mentioned that also the Shach has one more petach by the zangvil, by the ginger, so he's makel on a sakin ein ben yomo. So we see also that the shach has this some level, this middle category as well. Even though we saw the shach and vav is not mechalik between the two. Okay, so we're still feeling around in terms of going through keseder, seeing the different levels of fruits and other items in terms of whether they're considered davar charif or not. In order to continue in that route, what we're going to do is skip Siv Gimel, come back to it later today, Bli Neder, and go to lemons. Okay, if you remember, the Ad Yehuda contrasted the lemons to the Bosar. He said lemons are definitely peros chamutzim that are going to be sharp. So it continues the Mechaber and Siv Dalid. May lemonos, lemon juice, shemevi agoyim, v'chein chatichos dag meliach shemevi agoyim b'chavios mutarim. So you're allowed to buy lemons that were cut by the goyim, the lemon juice, as well as salty fish. Why? So what we just got through saying before was that the churo you would have to be machmir. So why is it that one could be mekel? So the Rama says mipnei shemivim harbe biyachad, because they bring many of them together. Va'afim nesru miksasan. So Shibolei Aleket has an interesting svara. Shibolei Aleket says as follows. He says that when you're cutting, even if the guy used a sakin shel iser to cut the davar charif, but nevertheless, all the iser is going to come out in the first few cuts. First couple of cuts, says the Shach, first two. And therefore, when you have a significant amount, they've cut clearly a significant amount of lemons and herring, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's all going to come out, and it'll clearly be batel in the rov, because you're going to have two lemons that have tam iser amongst 100 lemons, which is then all squeezed together and then put into lemon juice. So then for sure, you're not going to have enough iser. You have shishim keneged the iser, and therefore the Ramah concludes. V'lachein oichlam b'ktas mekamis hakruv shekaren kampost afagav depars v'chatuch. Same thing applies to the kruv that they were cut. V'yesh mekamos shemachmirim bazeh ve'ein l'shanos haminov. And there's some places that are machmir. Pashas might be that they were machmir in the kruv, not necessarily machmir in the other cases. It might depend on the level of davar charif, which we'll get to shortly. Avol shar dvarim she'enin charifin kigon tapuchin. So the Ramah says that when it comes to the kruv, that's pretty salty. Since it's pretty salty, the minig was to be machmir, even though you could have the svara of the different amounts of cuts. But things that aren't as charif, like tapuchim, it sounds like tapuchim chamutzim, or liftos yuveshim, so nevertheless, the halacha is that you could be mekel. The way I just explained the Ramah is the way the Taz explains the Ramah in Yud Gimel. If you take a look at the Taz asks, if you read the Ramah literally, then the Ramah wouldn't make any sense. Because the Ramah in Yud Gimel said, the Ramah parallel to Yud Gimel of the Taz, said that if you have things that are not charif, you could be mekel. Of course, if you have things that are not charif, could be mekel. What in the world is the chiddush? So the Taz in Yugimel says, "V'nirli lahagia al pi dvarav b'taras chatas b'loshon ze avol shar dvarim she'enim chamutzim kol kach." They're not that chamutz. Kigon tapuch mo peris yuveshim ukedome. The halacha is that you could be mekel. So the Taz created this middle category, like we saw from the Yad Yehuda by Bosar, like we saw from the Shach when it came to ginger. Now we have it in regards to the even tapuchin chamutzim, which the Yad Yehuda himself alluded to, or peris yaveshim, dried out fruits, which are a little bit more tangy than the fruit itself. So that the Ramah is going to be mekel. So once again, we have that middle category. Coming back to the lemons themselves, so there's a beautiful shach over here. The shach in Sif Katan Chaf. The shach explains what this discussion about the lemons are, and he says, you know, let's rip through the shach. So says the shach, Zeloshin Shibol Aleket Lemon Shel Goy Min Adin La Osram Epnei Shachot Chnosim Besakin Shalhem VaAgav Churfayu Bolu. That due to the chorfa, they absorb the iser. El shabnei shabchatim rab malim mem chavis yeshom shabatul tamasakim barosh v'kasev abach. So the bach doesn't like the way the Ramah just presented it. The tzarech omar disvir le de lo amrin chorfei mechalia ela bechiltes. He says the bach says you can't write this in your shulchan aruch. If you're going to have the Mishkanes Yaakov's shulchan aruch, well, Moshe pointed out to me, it's not exactly the Mishkanes Yaakov Shulchan Aruch. If you're going to have the Maharam Shulchan Aruch, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that chiltis, if chiltis is the only thing that's aser, you could be mekel as well in the lemons. However, he says, V'kivin the stam kli shel goyim ena ben yomo, ein shum misal apnei shamnunis hakar shal sakin. So the only chshash is a shamnunis. Then says the Bach, if you don't believe that the chiltis is going to, that anything but chiltis is going to regenerate, is going to be chozer v'neor, the tam, so then in such case you could be mekel if it's a clean knife. But he says, v'imkein lididon, says the Rama is wrong, but we follow the Sefer HaTruma. So then hani lemons kulam asurim, then the lemons are going to be entirely usur. And then he goes to Simin Taf Mem Zayin. He says, and that's what it's written in Simin Taf Mem Zayin in regards to olives. Zaysim shekavsham v'nechtechu. If you have olives that were cut before Pesach, b'sakin shalchan shein ben yomo, dechazra zaysim kulam chametz. So they're all considered. They're going to be considered chametz. So the Bach says olives are going to prove what the Rama said by lemons as wrong. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Good. So the Shach wants to defend. Continues the Shach uladati. He says, no, it doesn't sound like the Shibbol HaLeket is talking about the Chshash of the Shamnunis. So the Shach says like this. He says, also there are different categories over here. Lemons are not as charif as olives, and not as charif as tznon. So therefore, when it comes to the lemons, so the lemons will pull out the iser only the first couple of times. But after the first level of blias are pulled out, you can't get level 3, level 4 out of the knife, of the Eina Ben Yomo knife. In kein lo mechal yel mashe blu bedofne asang shen spato brisha mesheni. Dezeu mechal yel. V'shum ein koach la lemons la hashpos l'shevach. And lemons can't pull out l'shevach anything more than that. Mashe blu mefnim. El mashe spato kvar devadei betznon and the kavaseishu charif tuva fil mashe blu mefnim mashe l'shevach mashe ein kein be lemons. V'zeh mukrach medivrei harav. And he says, you have to say, it's din lo kein ha'i dvarm sosim l'zeh. Darei kosa b'sifal tem chata chatznon dak dak tzar shishim negi kula. He himself was machmir when he caught the tznon many times. Alma de lo nispato tamasakin. So you see, it's not nispato tamasakin. V'imke nicha de zesim de enam charifim kol kach. Afilu kmo lemons enu vatal tamasakin. El afilu mashe b'lua b'dofnei asakin mi b'chutz. O yeshlam de zesim avi charifim kmo tznon. So I prefer more the second shah and the shach, that the shach says that zaysim are more are charif like tzon, kidamrin and be'erevin, and he has some interesting rayas that zaysim are more charif, And he says, since we say that Zeis and Mor Charif, that's going to be the answer to this question. Then he says, there's room also to say that the guy caught it with a new knife, like we said by Zangvil. So he says, at the end of the day, this is a tziruf of the fact that the guy might have caught the lemons anyhow with a new knife. And even if not, nevertheless, the time would have came out after the first two. Again, the Shach repeats what we had seen in Yud Zayin, and that is that he's, since our people are makel, but snow masakin yomo, so then in such a case, you could be makel on the other thing. So it's a tziruf of many different possibilities, the Shach is saying in Sif Katan Chaf. So that is how the Shach explains the din. Basically, what the Shach ended up is in a place that's similar to the Taz in Tezayin. The Taz just said that this is lemons are not that chamutz, and the Shach also along the way told us that zeisim are probably more chamutz. But again, he said that you could be makel when it comes to lemons if you're mitzdaref a few svaras together. But again, notice here, the Shach was only being makel with the svara of maybe the guy used a knife that's new, combined with Eina Ben Yomo. In of itself, he didn't go so far as to say that lemons are going to fall into a more lenient category like the Taz. So what I'm driving at is Libi Omerli, that the Taz is a little bit more lenient than the Shach, as far as this is concerned, that the Shach is only making in regards to ginger. We're going to see that ginger, because it's dry, might be much more mako, while the Taz is saying that you have middle categories that you could be mako, certainly if you have a sakin shel goy, which might very well be an eino ben yomo. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan pay tes over there in Taf Mem Zayin pay tes. There points out that by Zaysim we're machmir, that Zaysim are chatchal ide sakin shel chamatz. So the halacha is that all of them are asur, not like we learned in regards to lemons. Okay, so where does this leave us in terms of bottom line, as far as some of our basic davar charif? So the Chachma Sadam starts out vague, and then he gives us a little bit more definition. What seems to me is that the Chachma Sadam has three different categories. And probably we saw those three categories in the Taz. Let's take a look at Chachmas Adam Dalet first. L'das mikzas poskim rishonim lo mikrei davar charif rak davka kort shel chiltis mem tes Dalet in the Chachmas Adam. He says, first of all, the Maharam says that you could be makel on chiltis. V'yeshom, everything but chiltis. V'yeshom gam tzno. But there are many shitas harishonim, the Rajba and others, were make machmir on snow. The zeh yisa b'gemara behedya the mikri davar charif. V'das harbe posim v'chein sasam b'shulchan arach tafilu tardim shumum b'tzalim krishin v'chrein v'chein chometz afilu ena chazak v'borsht afilu ena chometz harbe and herring v'chein tavlin u'peres chamutzim kol zeh yesham din charif l'chol achomus. So the Chachma Salam says that all of them have a din davar charif for all the chomros, which Rabosai is pretty heavy. Because that means that he's saying, it sounds like Peres Chamutzim, at first glance, in the Chachmas Sadam, he's even saying citrus fruits would have that din. Ulfichach, so he applies it. In Chatech Tznon, Ushar Dvarim Mehaniskarim, Besakin Shal Basar, Eina Ben Yomo, Vuhum Mekunach, even if it's clean, Asal Achla Bechalav. So bottom line is, Sakin Shal Isser cut, Dover Charif, you can't eat it with milk. Excuse me, Sakin Shal Basar, cut it as an Eina Ben Yomo. Onion, so you're not allowed to eat it with milk. So the only heter here the Chachmas Adam gives is in regards to vinegar or wine that's not strong. V'nirali d'lfiza hu adin borsht. Sheinu mechametz harba. He says borsht is also not vinegar-like. Chayin Kosev, already in my generation, I never wouldn't touch borscht. My kids won't touch herring, but our generation, there was a lot of herring. But borscht, so borscht, kanire, at times was very sharp, borscht times not. So the Chachma Sam saying could be make. Chayin Kosev b'chavis das, shim yochel ishtos chai, dino k'peris michu matzim. The Chavis Das says as a din peris michu matzim. It's a little bit contradictory, because above he said peris michu matzim, you have to be machmir. So this is stam a good eitza. If for whatever reason a person wants to change the halachic status of a davar charif, is you add water or you add eggs, in such a case it would remove it. Now in Siv Zayin, the Chachma Sadam gives us a little, opens up for us a little bit of a window. In Siv Zayin he says, Peres hachamutzim, afagav de kasam davar charif, mikol mokum b'mokum hesed yesh lahakel, to yesham daf kichotas havar charif. So he says, Peros HaChamutzim, the Chachma Sadam doesn't spell out that he's creating different categories over here. But he, interestingly, he chooses Peros HaChamutzim. He says that on Peros HaChamutzim, he says you could be Mekel, because anyhow, there are some opinions who say only Chotas is considered a Dover Charif. He points to Taz, Sifkat, and Ches, Vites. So in other words, that the Taz himself said that we're mitzaref these things lahakel, but the Chachmas Adam only doesn't use it for all of Siv Beis. The Chachmas Adam only uses it for Peros Chamutzim. Val kolpanim nirli diyesh lahakel b'dvarim she'enim charifim v'chamutzim harbe. So he says there's these categories of dvarim she'enim chamutzim harbe. So im chatchu b'sakin she'ne ben yomo, if they're cut by a sakin ben yomo, v'lisbach ha'posim sviri le'dafilu b'tsno ne'no asarak dafka ben yomo. So you could rely on those things that are not very charif, then you could be meikul. Mokum ha'asib ruba, if shed yesh lisbach, afil ben yomo. And then he says, mokum ha'asib ruba, you could be meikul even on ben yomo. V'lisbach ha'posim afil dvarim charufim, charifim mutter not barnat. Because there are some who say that even davar charif is mutter b'nat barnat. As we saw in the beginning of the sugya, some say Rashi held that way. Avosakin shel iser ein lahakel klal. So here, what the Chachmas Adam did, working backwards, is he says if we're talking about nat barnat lechumra by nat barnat yisura, then you got to be machmer. Anything that the poskim were choshesh for as considered a davar charif, you have to. The Chachmas Adam says you have to be machmer. But if we're already talking about where you have some who say that really you should have nat barnat in every instance. When you're talking about a clean knife, and that the Gemara was only being machmir on shamnunis, like we saw, the way Tzvi wanted to read according to throughout Shas. So he says, so that will come back for lemaisa by the lowest level category. If we're talking about, it seems to me that he says by peres chamutzim. So then, in such a case, we will be mekel behefsid meruba. Even if it's a ben yomo, if it's not hefsim meruba, if it's a case of a sakin ena ben yomo, so then he says he thinks you could be mekel by peres chamutzim as well. So that's the categories of the Chachmas Adam. It would seem to me, I'm not saying it's mukhrach, but on the cover page, so there I wrote up that it seems to me that there are three different categories for the Chachmas Adam. You have Chiltis and Snon, that's Sif Aleph, that's one area. Then you have Tardin, Shumim, Bitzalim, Kreshin, Chrein, Chometz, Dogim, Meluchim, Tavlin, that he says, Behefsim Meruba, you could be Mekel. So what is it? He didn't spell out, Behefsim Meruba, you could be Mekel, but presumably he means, Behefsim Meruba, you could be Mekel on an Eino Ben Yomo. It's hard to imagine that he meant anything but a Ben Yomo. And that I found, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Tav Mem Zayin Pei Aleph, that's where we had that stira by the Peros Chamutzim. So that would be, the Chachmas Adam and the Mishnah Berurah would be consistent. That would be category two. And that's the Mashmos of the Shach in Sivkatan Yud Zayin as well. By ginger at least. Okay, so that's not a full dimyon. But the Shach was also Mekel in the Einem Ben Yomo. And the third category is Dvenim Dvarim She'enim Chamutzim Harbe, which he started off Peros Chamutzim. I'd like to hear your feedback about that. Because in Sif Katan Zayin, the Chachmas Adam says Sivkat and Zayin, he says, start off Peres Chamutzim. And then he says, B'makom Hesed Yesh Lahakel. And then he says, Dvarim She'enim Chamrufim V'chamutzim Harbe, you could be making on Eina Ben Yomo. So it's not clear to me if that's all Peres Chamutzim, that he was making when he said Dvarim She'enim Chamutzim Harbe. It's a little bit vague, but certainly those things are not chamutzim harbe. So what would I say would be things that are pasher to me that fall into this category? You have oranges, tangy citrus fruits that are not as strong as lemons. So all of those things, it would seem to me that would be meiko. From the Chachma Sadim, there might be even room to judge. I don't know, I'm mislipic about this. I thought as a suffix, maybe he'd be meiko even lechatchila. To lechatchila dahainu for not barnat, well, it depends if you're a Sfardi or an Ashkenazi. Right, so it would come back to the dinum of not barnat. It would fall back to the dinum of not barnat. And I think there's room to even argue it applies to all Peres Chamutzim, that they fall into category 3. And as we saw, Makom Hesed Meruba, even on Ben Yomo, he says that you'd be able to be Meiko. So that's what emerges. Okay. So yes.
Lemons are in category 3.
Lemons are category 2.
Lemons are more than
Peres Chamutzim. Clearly, the Rama and the Shach assume that way, that they're in category 2, not category 3. So lemons, you would have to be more machmir. Onions, you would have to be more machmir. But again, when could we be makel by onions? By the way, that's the most common. It's the most common shaila. We're not up to yet in the list of marimakomos, but we do have to talk about that. When I say onions, there are poskim that are makel if the onions have already been cooked. That we're talking about raw onions. That once the onions have been cooked, so then they might not be considered davar charif. So what emerges onions, since it's the most common situation? So what emerges is as follows. In category 2, what we'll have is we'll be able to be mekel on behefsin meruba. You'll be able to be mekel, presumably on an eino ben yomo. Presumably on an Eino Ben Yomo. The Taz, that Taz that we had in Ches, there might be room to say that the Taz would even be Mekel on a Ben Yomo. But the Pashas and the Chachma Sadam, it's only on an Eino Ben Yomo, and that would only be in a Hesem Meruba. But that does happen. You do have cases. In other words, once you have a Dover Charif, that becomes a big problem. And you could have case of Hefsim Meruba, people who cut onions, and then they're making a soup for Shabbos, or they're in a kitchen for a yeshiva, and so on and so forth. And the blios that go throughout the onions and so on, it's possible it could asar a very, very large soup, and there's no soup for Shabbos. So then, in such a case, those would be cases of Hefsim Meruba. So on a Eina Ben Yomo, in a case of Hefsim Meruba, there is Makoros to be Mekel. I mentioned to you when we started the Sugya that the Duchka de Sakina is important. And that's borne out by the first Shach in Sif Gimel. We're moving over now to the Shach, to the Shulchan Aruch Gimel, but moving back there. But before we do the case of the spices, the Shach adds something else. And by the way, people make this mistake, Lechumra. He says, Tavlin Shenaducho, the Mechaber is going to talk about the mortar, the pestle. So the pestle itself is crushing the spices. So he says, V'uadin melach shenaduch v'chol shar dvar mecharifim. So what happens if you have a davar charif that's sitting in a pot? It's been sitting there for a while. So you need duchka de sakina. That's how I want to read the shach. That you need duchka de sakina. Without duchka de sakina or cooking, we're going to get to that shortly, or cooking, you need that in order to transfer the davar, the dvar basar or the dvar iser. But if it's just sitting there, then that's not going to be a problem. Sometimes people are more machmer than they need to be. They'll say that since the onions were sitting there, So they're going to be machmir. You don't have to be machmir if the onions are sitting there. The only time you have to be machmir is when there's duchka de sakina. So continuing on. So it's only if you have the pestle. So talon sheducha b'meducha shel basar. So you have spices that you were crushing with a pestle that's meat. Ben yomo also achlam b'chalav. If it's ben yomo, you can't eat it with milk. You can't eat the spices with milk. V'yesh omrim afilu eina ben yomo. The Rama l'shitaso says yesh omrim eina ben yomo, which were the two deos in the mechaber. So the simple reading is that the mechaber over here is being machria like he had written, like the first day in Sadi Vav, that he said that Davar Charif, you only have to be worried about Ben Yomo. You don't have to worry about an Eina Ben Yomo. And that's what's going on when he said that the Ramah is the one who adds V'yesh Omer. However, even though that's probably true, the Shach in Yutes has the following case. The Shach quotes the Sefer HaTurim, which is the source of this halacha. And after quoting it, he says, U'mashmad afilu kishayna Ben Yomo asa. Damidami leilat sno. So he says, the Sefer HaTurma said it's like Snon. Snon, everybody agrees. Even the Mechaber agrees it's considered a Davar Harif. Va'od, you have time, Mishum Tam, Ma Mish HaNivlasham. And it gives off time. Rav Tzvi had asked after Shir, of whether if it's considered Tam, is it considered Mamish? And therefore you won't have to wait 6 hours. So I said to him that there are poskim who hold that way, but we'll see all the way in the end of Davar Harif that they're at Stadim Lakan Lakan as far as that's concerned. But over here, he says it's Tam Mamish. Vim Kein Kashal Mechaber, Lama Kasa B'Stam Ben Yomo, Hali Yesh Om, Sif Aleph, Afilu Eina Ben Yomo Aser, Ka Kasa Mechaber L'Kamon. So here's the Shach brings what we saw also in the Taz at the end of Shir last week. And that is that the Mechaber himself is difficult because in Kuf Gimel, he discusses the following case. Yesh mi shomer shim samu pilpul in mikder shel isr shein ben yomo, hakol asr de churfe mashvi le l'shevach. Everything is asr because the churfe is mashvi l'shevach. Derech agav, you could ask a kash on me. Because over here he said samu pilpul in mikder shel isr, and he didn't say there was any duchka de sakina. Bishul is a different category. We're going to get there. Okay? That's a different category. But Stamazah, yeah. You could ask a kasha.
This is Bishul.
Very good. Very good. That's a teretz. Okay. Hilgach Nirek. Well, though, it's not the simple Lashon. The simple Lashon is Samu Pilpulin. But you're saying Samu Pilpulin, Mivush, that it was Bishul. Good. Excellent. Hilgach Nirek. Kedasi Yeshom Shevi Harabaga. Dikimin the Kaimelon Kayash Yeshomrim. Imkein Huadin Hacha. So the Shach's conclusion is no one is Meikel on Eina Ben Yomo. That's the Shach's conclusion. We saw Achronim that did not assume that way. But the Shach assumes, this is a classic Shach, that everybody agrees with me. When Shach gets done with the Sugya, everybody holds that way. So Shach says, even the Mechaber is Machmir. I, the Mechaber, didn't say it over here. He says it over there. He says it B'Shem Yesh Omrim in Sif Aleph. He says it in Kuf. Gimel, and he says, therefore, that is Allah. Imkein huadin hacha, v'chein b'tzadihe, simif beis, v'simin kuf chav beis, gimel. Kasav rav ha-go, b'stand afil ben yom ha-asr. So he says, v'ayin shem v'chein das kol achroinim v'chein noagim. So the Shach comes out very much the chumrah. It's interesting to note that we just got through saying that Chochmas Adam says, not everybody. The halacha, this, the Shach's absolutism is not entirely accepted, but this is clearly the Shita of the Shach. However, there are other yeshuvim that are given to the Mechaber. Some don't say what the Shach said. So the best yeshuv, there are two yeshuvim that you could give. One is the Prima Gadin that we mentioned last week in Sifkat and Yud, as well as we have it also in the Aruch HaShulchan. I did find it in the Aruch HaShulchan as well, in Sifkat and Tesvav, it's in your booklet. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that over there, that was Isur, that was not Barnat the Isur. So if we're talking about not Barnat the Isura, so then in such a case, then we're going to be Machmir on an Eina Ben Yoma. And therefore, you're not going to have the Heter of not Barnat. That's the Yishuv that they give. Alternatively, you could give another teretz. Okay, so that would be one yishuv. That's how the Prima Gadim learns in Sifkot and Yud, Sifkot and Yud Mishpat Zel Zav, responding to the Taz's Kasha in Sifkot and Yud. Alternatively, I thought to say, and then I was thrilled to see that Rabbi Kiva Eger says this, is, again, Yitzchak beat me to the punchline. So, and that is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests that there's a chiluk between bishul and crushing. And that is to suggest the following, that bishul is even stronger than duchka de sakina. So when we're talking, let's go back to the shach. Just retrace our steps when Yitzchak jumped in. And that is, keep on doing it, Yitzchak. It's not a complaint at all. So the shach in Sifkat and Yutes had said, but wait a second, then came Koshal Mechaber, Loma Kosav Stam Ben Yomo, the Kakosav Mechaber Lekamon, Kuf Gimel Vav. Yeshar Mishim, Samu Pilpul and Mekder Shal Isser, Shem Ben Yomo, Kol Asa Dechor Fe Mashvele the Shevach. So the answer that one could give is as follows, that Samu doesn't mean, as the straw man that I had created, meant that you were putting the Davar Harif on the pot. If you put the Davar Harif on the pot, like I concluded based on the Shach Lidches, is that there is no Davar Harif. But rather, Samu there means a case of Bishul. So if it's a case of Bishul, so then in such a case we're more Machmir. This will also help us in regards to the Ramah in Sadi Hey Beis. If one takes a look at the Ramah Sadi Hey Beis, the Ramah is Machmir by, when it comes to Davar Harif, in the case of Bishul. This Ramah we skipped, or we did very, very quickly. I told you when we get to Davar Harif, we're going to do it. So, Siyata D'Shmaya, now we're doing it. In the middle of Tzadi Hei Beis, that was talking about Nat Bar Nat, of Tzli and Bishul, the Ramah said as follows. He said, V'chol zeh kisha Meichel ain't a Davar Harif. He says, if the Meichel is not a Davar Harif, so then in such a case, you have Nat Bar Nat. So the halacha is that if you've cooked them or you bang them with a modok shel basar. So clearly from the Ramah you have the following. You have that davar harif works by duchka de sakina, and davar harif works with cooking as well. So this is where people will also have the shayla, and they'll call you up, and this is going to be taka problem. And that is that I had a davar harif, which was cooking the food, and now that davar harif fell into something else. Or the davar harif was cooking in a pot that was an eina ben yomo. And then that davar harif now has the eina ben yomo tam inside. That's a real chshash. And the Ramah is choshish for it. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, you test. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, even the Mechaber is choshish for it by an Eina Ben Yomo. In other words, that's the Yishuv to Kuf Gimel. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, what merges is that even though the Mechaber, Sfaradim, could be Mekel when it comes to an Eina Ben Yomo of Duchka, but they're going to have to be Machmir on Eina Ben Yomo of Bishul. So let's take a look at that shach. Shach is responding to the kash, the same kash of the Taz, and Tess, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rabbi Kiva Eger is responding to the kash of the Taz, Sivkot and Tess and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Far kaswa achron the dasa mechaber lahakol b'tziruf dasa posim napar not muter b'charif v'duchka avol lekamon the mari be'isa mishum hachi aser tal svar zul lechud lo mechal yeshevach rachtos and lo samchinan. So that's the teretz that we saw of whom. That's the teretz of Prima Gadim. Ulani is daiti eishlamar to hachas samchinan b'tziruf haposim d'rak b'tznon duchka v'charif maflit. That the mechaber is mekel that these things spices are not davar harif. Avalo b'shar davar harif, mishum achi b'sif aleph lo achrina, de b'tznon aser. By tznon, he's oser. V'hacha b'tavlin achriya lehakil, b'tzirif, de lo palat u'ba leklal. Ul'kaman, de mari b'bishol, de vaday b'ol mishum achi aser. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says two categories. He says, number one, if we're talking about duchka de sakina, So then, in such a case, you could be Megal by Tavlin and an Eina Ben Yomo, but you'll be Machmir by Tznon. There'll be a Yeshon, will be Machmir, even for the Mechaber. But if we're talking about Duchka, the Sakina, on spices, will only be Machmir and a Ben Yomo, and not a Ben Yomo. But if we're talking about Bishul, then we're going to be Machmir, even on an Eino Ben Yomo. Beautiful. So that's a very nice Rabbi Kiva Eger. He summarizes all the achronim and the hashlachos that come out from it, and the nafkamina being that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that maybe even Svaradim will have to be machmir in regards to Bishul on an Eino Ben Yomo by Davar Harif. That doesn't exist according to the Prima Gadim's teretz that we saw in Sif Klat and Yud. Clarifications? Good, Rabosai? Beautiful. Yes, sure. Yitzchak, if you find out how Chacham Avadia Paskins, I didn't look into it.
And look, I saw the kids in it.
Yes, I'm sorry. Svi, you know, it's my fault. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The kids are Yosef. I thought it was Mashra. He said, we're Mashra. And we know, but I have to look at it again.
I'll show across the board? Even, I'm surprised by, even by Duchka? Ah, because there's the Yeshomrim.
I'll show it to her, I don't know. Usually Stam Yesh is like Stam.
And the Prima Gadim said that he's only Mashra by Issa.
I'll show you today. Okay. I might have been only Stam.
Okay, so we have to look at the details. Yeah. Hey, bottom line, for us Ashkenazim, we have to be machmer for all of it. Yeah.
I guess we'll end up getting to it. If we'll get into it.
Right? Okay, so, I'll tell you.
In the case of Bishul, do we use as a tziruf the fact that a lot of the things that are charif and then cooked end up not being bra, or is that...
Well, it will...
Sakina?
So the answer is we're still going to... Right, you're right. The example...
That are Bishul,
you're right. The example I gave was right. The case that an onion was cooked. Yeah. You're right. But you could have another instance. It was when you threw it in as a raw onion and then it cooks inside. So that you would be machmer on.
Right. But post-facto.
Post-facto.
And then you stick it in the shalit or something.
Right. Then enoch nami. Then, by the I'll give you the a sneak preview that many poskim are makel in such a case that we don't consider it as a davar charif. Oh. Now, Rabosai, maybe someone has their booklet from last week. It might be helpful. I don't. But like this. What would we say according to the Beis Meir? What did we learn from the Beis Meir? The Beis Meir said that you could be able to be mitzarev two kulas. He said that on Eina Ben Yomo, you could combine... The fact that at the end of the day, a davar charif can't do more than not barnat. So that's so, I have a bomb kash on the Beis Meir from this Ramah that we were just learning. The Ramah in Sadi Hei Beis is talking about Eina Ben Yomo, and he's saying it's Mechal Yolei L'Shevach, even though that was a case of not barnat. So L'Chura from this Ramah is Mashma, the Feirish, that the halacha is that not like the Beis Meir, that you can't be mitzarev Beis Meir as a kula. Everybody follow? The Beis Meir said that the halacha is that by an Eina Ben Yomo. So the halacha is that you could still rely on the shitos that hold that it's not Mechal Yola Shevach, that's just simply not Barnat. So too, that should be the case over here according to.
I think Rabbi wrote on the sheet that the answer for the Beis Meir is that he only said it in the limited application.
That's Natan Lashitaso. It's really Natan Lashitaso.
I'm sure you read his words.
Well, okay, good. So no, but it's what you emphasized last week. That's what I meant. You deserve more credit than you're giving yourself. That already last week Natan said that the Beis Meir might be Makel only in a case of rov tashmisho, dahainu, that when we're talking about a knife, that's rov tashmisho is bitsonein, so then you could be mitzarefit lahakel. So that would probably be the yishuv. So that means that the heter, the Beis Meir, it also gained legitimacy when you add another tziruf, and that's how Natan read it in the first place. That the Beis Meir is of the opinion that if you have something that's rov tashmisho is bitsonein, like a knife, and then you have it cutting a onion, and it was an Eina Ben Yomo knife, So then in such a case, b'dieved, you could be mekel if it gets mixed up with milchiks. And this is important tzira for you to have in your pocket, and we're still holding on to it. Either Rama, so the answer to that Rama is that the Rama is talking about a pot. And if we're talking about a pot, so then in such a case, it's not rov tashmisho b'tzonen, and then in such a case, you can be mekel. All of this is spelled out in the Tshuvas Marsham. I photocopied it for you. If you take a look in the Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Aleph, Simin Ayin, so he starts out with this kasha on the Beis Meir, and then he makes this point. He says, let's read the whole thing. It starts off as a halacha lemaisa case. Let's do it because it's a halacha lemaisa. He says, if you have a knife that's milchiks, that's enam ben yomo, cut a radish or onions, v'shlicho l'kderes basar, and then those onions were thrown into a fleshig pot, v'hevi midivrei habeis meir, shechidesh debitarti, if you have two things, enam ben yomo v'napernat, yesh l'akol gam b'dover charif. So the Rav that was asking the Marsham said he wanted to be mekel halacha lemaisa because of the Beis Meir. So the Marsham writes back, I never liked this Beis Meir. Hine me azra isi, that's too sharp. He said, no pun intended, he says that I always found this Beis Meir a little difficult. Hine me azra isi divrei Beis Meir tamati alav. L'shitas Ramah, it doesn't fit with the Ramah. Sherei b'Ramah sadi hei beis. Midivrei. A lot of abbreviations over here. Mufurish the gamba in a ben yom not parnat aser bedavar charif gamba the evid umashkasa beis meir oh da sak and chol of rov tashmir tzonin yesh ladun bazeh. So he says, he already in the fourth line the beis meir gives the marsham gives the answer for the beis meir. Says maybe the beis meir was only mekel in a case of a sak and chol of shirov tashmisho betzonin, but a pot then you would be able to be. You would have to be machmir. So he says, but he's not sure that even that's right. Why? Because he points out that this is, and this mamish gets into what was quoted to me in the name of Rav Willig, that you could follow Rov Tashmisho on most kalim today. So he says, that's not even pashut that you could follow Rov Tashmisho. That's a big, big, big diyun. So he goes on, and most of his give and take is whether you could follow Rov Tashmisho, which is why you don't have what that was reported in the name of Rav Willig Shlita as being one of the standard in the standard Kitzer books, because already the many poskim like the Marsham go through whether we could really say the svara of Rov Tashmisho. He then makes a lumdus out of it. He goes into the Rishonim and says that might be totally in different deos of the Rishonim whether you follow Rov Tashmisho as a heter, and then he comes back and he says, and he says, does this din of Eino Ben Yomo by Davar Harif, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? He says there's a lot of room to say that that itself is a din d'rabbanan, is not a din d'oraisa. And he says, so therefore you'd be able to be mitzaref to defend the base mayor that way. And that's how he basically concludes. So he's mefalpel in these two ways. Number one, he gives the teretz of Rov Tashmisho. Then he says, but Rov Tashmisho, that's a big discussion whether Rov Tashmisho you could rely on. But then he says, but at the end of the day, Eina ben Yomo Adavar Charif being a din d'oraisa, as I mentioned to you, the Achronim don't have a chreach as a strongly for that. It gets in, it's mamish, a lot of lambda that he's doing over here. He said it gets involved in whether chozer reneir. He says, Eina ben yomo is a din chozer reneir. Is chozer reneir a din d'oraisa? That he begins to be mefalpel. He says, chozer reneir is only a din d'rabbanan. So if chozer reneir is only a din d'rabbanan, so then in such a case, then you could rely on the tzad that says that Rov Tashmisho is going to be mutter. So he comes out that would be a decent defense for the base mayor. So he twirled this Rav around. But it seems to me that at the end of the day, it seems that he comes out lahakel as that Rav had suggested with the heter of Rov Tashmisho, and that being the correct way of reading that the Beis Meir, sort of a hechreach of what Natan had added to what I had read the Beis Meir. I had said that the Beis Meir is matir with Eina Ben Yomo with the Nat Barnat, but you have to say, based on the Raman, Sadi Hei Beis, you have to say that the Beis Meir was only Matir also in the case of Rov Tashmisho because of the din of Kedera. And what emerges is it sounds like this Marsham is willing to rely on it la halacha, presumably in a bidyevik case, not in a lechatchila case, but in a bidyevik case, he'd be makel. So as a way of review, maybe what we should do right now, I didn't plan to do this, but I think it might be kedai, and that is just to sort of spell out what heterim that we have so far in our pockets for davar charif. So just working backwards, we have the heter of the base mayor, which would mean that if you have a shiloh bidi eved, a onion was cut by an einu ben yomo knife, let's say of basar, so then in such a case, one could rely on the base mayor in a case of bidi eved. You certainly should not tell people to mix the onions in, if it was a fleshik tikka knife, to mix it in with chalav, that you shouldn't tell them to do, but bidyevid, that would be heter number one. Heter number two, that was big, that was very fundamental from today, is that not all davar charifs are the same. There are definitely different levels of davar charif. We had, I thought the Taz really pushed the envelope in Sifkatan Ches, the Shach Leso, the Shach was makel only in regards to ginger, but the Taz seemed to say that if you have any other suffix to be mitzdarif, you'd be able to combine them, like the suffix of Eina Ben Yomo as being one possibility in the Taz. Bottom line is that the Chachma Sadim, even though he makes reference to the Taz, doesn't do it in regards to onions and other things, but he does do it on those things that are borderline Davar Charif. Those things that are borderline Davar Charif, so then the Chachma Sadim is makel. On those things that are not grade A, so the av of all davar charif is chiltus, unless you learn from Avin Yom like the Mishnah is Yaakov, then according to him, chiltus is in another world. But according to most, chiltus is the avi avos, and then you have what we would call category one being tznon. So tznon, everybody's machmer, there's not much to negotiate, even on an Eina Ben Yomo, except for Svaradim. But for Ashkenazim, there's not much to negotiate. In regards to onions, so that's category two. So we went first to category three, and we said in category three, the Chachmas Adam is going to be Mekel. The Chachmas Adam is going to be Mekel in category three, in the case of Bidyeved. If you had a category three Davar Charif, like Peres Chamutzim, or something similar to that, that was cut by an Eina Ben Yomo, and he was even makel in category three, Makom Hesed Meruba on Ben Yomo. He was even makel on that, in that case, that it could be not Barnat. Obviously, it's only talking about where it's not Isser, we're talking about Milchiks or Fleishiks. In regards to category two, so the only thing, we did see a Kula of Eina Ben Yomo in regards to Hesed Meruba. That's where we had our Kula. Lemons seem to fall into category two as opposed to category one, as opposed to category three. Olives fall into category two as opposed to category three or category one. However, we did have the heter of the Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura did say that bidyeved on an Eina Ben Yomo, so then in such a case, in a Hefzim Meruba, you could be Mekel, which we already quoted from the Chachmas Adam. And finally, we had the Yad Yehuda, that the Yad Yehuda said tangy fruits, this might be a collector's item, that what came out from the Yad Yehuda is that tangy fruits are not going to be considered davar charif per se. And that's why we're makel by bosar. So that would be a helpful kula for us. I don't know how well known this is, that if you have things that are just tangy, so then in such a case, it could very well be that it's not even considered a davar charif at all. And the Yad Yehuda also said that you only have to be makel on, you only have to be machmer and peres chamutzim on bnei yomo. On Eina Ben Yomo, you could be makel. In some ways, the Yad Yehuda then is going to be even more makel than the Chachmas Adam, because the Yad Yehuda sound like it was a din lechatchila. Lechatchila, he would only be machmer on peres chamutzim. And again, the Yad Yehuda constricted the area of davar charif, only real sharp foods, tangy foods, that would not apply. So something, again, like an orange, I think according to Yad Yehuda, there's a lot of room to say that he would hold that you could be make line. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, on Thursday, we'll wrap up Davar Charif. There are many more shailas that we have to deal with. But there isn't that much that we have in Shulchan Aruch. We'll go on Mirtz Hashem on Monday to the fast. It's a beautiful lamdash sugya, very neat sugya, the sugya of milchik bread. That's how Basar Hilchas Basar B'chol concludes in Shulchan Aruch. One of the chevra pointed out to me correctly that we did not do ni'itza. We didn't do the sugya of ni'itza and shamnunis. So as I was, I told the chevra that. To remind me, but now as I'm thinking about it, I remember I in my Mar Makomos, I have it in the sugya of Nosein Tam Lefgam in Kuf, somewhere in Kuf Aleph Kuf Beis. So Bli Nether, we're going to come back to the Itza. So if I'm in Taruvus, I don't get back to it, let me know. In terms of scheduling, we don't have to discuss now. It's more of a bigger picture, but if we're sitting here now, I guess we could discuss it just in terms of scheduling. I'm